Hello and welcome back to The Brew Interviews, the one podcast that believes if you're going to dance with the devil, then you might as well lead. I am Robbie, and joining me as always via the internet, only because of the quarantine, is my lesbian life mate Lauren. It is episode 79, and this week we take a topic suggestion from one of our patrons over on Patreon and delve into the world of science fiction. This week on The Brew Interviews.
You are traveling through another dimension. A dimension of not only sight and sound, but of beer. A journey into a wondrous podcast whose boundaries are that of imagination and dirty thoughts. It's a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, The Brew Interviews.
So how you been, Lauren?
Your lesbian life mate, Robbie! Oh.
Don't read into it. Please don't read into it.
Oh, well, I have been doing just fine. I have been quarantined again, just like everyone else. I moved, so that's cool. I'm in my new apartment. You and I are both recording in our new places of living. But again,
the homeless shelter. Yeah.
But again, we are still separated. We still can't be together. Yeah, you stand on the back deck and yell at me as I stand in the driveway, so that's fine.
I yell insulting gay comments through a fence. That's all I do now.
Yeah, it's like Home Improvement, but...
It's like, yeah, you're like Wilson. Except everybody loved Wilson, nobody, yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, don't get too close to the lesbian life mate thing. It's just something I'm working with, you know?
All right, well, I'll take what I can get.
Cam from Mech My Podcast is my bisexual buddy, so I don't know, you know, what's going on.
Oh, I dig that.
I got one for everyone, yeah.
All right. I see. Well, how have you been, Robbie?
I'm doing okay. Doing a lot of cooking, a lot of drinking. Kim Jong-un might be dead, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, doing very good. as of today, of this recording, I think TMZ reported.
Yeah.
You know,
I just started getting the... I just started seeing all the posts on Facebook, which means it's starting to become news somewhere.
Which one is real?
Well, I don't really watch... I stay away from the news. I haven't been watching the news at all through this whole corona thing, which is the only way that I'm staying sane. I get all my news...
Yeah, but you can't escape the shit, because every goddamn commercial on cable is, like, COVID-related.
Oh, yeah, but I just don't watch them. Every single one. I just don't watch them. You know what commercial I fucking love right now? The Progressive commercial. I fucking love the Progressive commercial.
Which one's that?
With Bigfoot. She's like, she like, Flo calls Bigfoot, and he's like, what did you just call me?
My name's Daryl.
Yeah. And he looks at his foot. Like, that is a quality commercial.
Still a COVID commercial, because they're talking about social distancing, if I remember correctly.
Are they? No, they were. They're talking about how you can bundle your like auto and boat insurance.
Well, thank you for telling
me
what it's really about.
All right. Well, you're welcome. It's a great commercial. What were we talking about?
Kim Jong-un's dead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and all these people, like, with their guns and shit, out protesting.
What? Those retards. Yeah.
Oh, it's, like, the greatest thing that could ever happen. Because I hope all of these people are going to get sick, and they're all going to die. And that's how natural selection works. And it's amazing.
The only problem with this natural selection is that them getting sick is not good, because then they could just actually pass it on to people.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Because they're out and about. That's the problem. But it's not that they're protesting. It's just that they're idiots.
They're all dumb. All of them. And anyone thinking that the like cities and stuff that are going to be opening up soon, think
Vegas?
Again.
Vegas? I think Vegas they were talking about.
That dumb bitch.
Yeah. Typical woman.
All right. Well, let's not go there.
If it was a man, you would have said the same exact thing. Okay.
No, I would not.
Yes, you would have. I'm kind of curious on like the situation in North Korea. Just with the whole, like, do they have any cases? Because none of their numbers would be accurate anyway. But
no, they wouldn't.
They're so isolated already.
I wonder if they do.
Hit them. Yeah. Oh, that population, I feel like, would be wiped out because they don't have vaccines.
Really?
They don't. Yeah.
Well,
really.
There's no vaccine for this right now anyways.
Well, no, not for this. But I mean, in terms of diseases and viruses in general, I'm sure they're not
built up immune
systems over there. They're all eating plastic food and bullshit, so it's like, whatever. But that'd be cool if he's dead. It's bad. It's bad because they said it would be this like huge problem for China because all the North Koreans, if Kim Jong-un's dead, nobody's going to stop anybody anymore.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're just all going to emigrate to China, which will, like, oh, with the COVID situation, it will just ruin everything. And it's kind of funny. China deserves everything they get bad to them right now, but it's like, whatever.
Who takes over if he's dead?
That's the thing. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows? They don't have a backup plan?
No, it's been a family thing, and these people have been put up as gods and otherworldly creatures, so they can't die. I guarantee you they won't tell the North Korean public that he's dead.
Oh, God, no. We won't find out for, like, 2 years.
Yeah, Kim Jong-un has a brother that I think got banished from North Korea because he got caught going to, like, Disney World Tokyo or some shit.
Really?
Yeah,
could you imagine getting banished from your country because you went to Disney World?
Yeah. You know Mickey Mouse. and then I think he has a sister, but I have no clue if what their idea is on, like,
yeah, that country could use a woman for a leader right now. Yes, absolutely could. They need a feminine touch.
I don't know if this is the right path with that family.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. Whatever. She's probably a psycho too.
Anyway, enough of the depressing stuff. Okay. What are you drinking this week?
Well, Robbie, this week I am drinking Silent Screams, a sour IPA from Branch and Blade Brewing. It's a 7% APV.
APV?
Did I say APV? ABV?
Yeah, I think you said APV, oh, but we'll see when we edit this.
All right, well, whichever I said, ABV. And I was looking it up earlier. It has, like, what, Pilsner malts in it, Galaxy hops, Mosaic hops.
Matakaka.
Wakatu or something like that.
Wakatu, yeah, Wakatu. Wakanda forever, whatever they're called.
Yeah, but it's really good. It's sour, and it definitely has. The first taste I got from it was, like, a grapefruit rind, like a juicy grapefruit rind. So
yeah,
if you like that, like, tart, like, bitter grapefruit taste, you'll really like this. I think it's delicious. So, yeah.
Sour IPA?
Sour IPA. Silent Screams. And the can art's pretty
dope.
You love
those, though.
I love sour IPAs. They're probably my favorite style.
I'm about 50-50 with them sometimes, so. But I like Branch and Blade, so I'm sure it's good.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of like they're the only ones that I've really seen do a lot of sour IPAs, though.
Yeah, and do them really well. When it comes to sour things, Branch and Blade just, like, knows what they're doing.
What's the other one that they called their own was, like, the Frap?
Oh, yeah, the Frap IPAs.
Yeah, like those, that was their own thing, too.
Yeah, they did, like, a couple strawberry Fraps. The like, Alone series was all Frap IPAs.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so what about you, Robbie? What are you drinking?
I am drinking a beer that I think both of us have seen a lot.
Ooh,
and I think
so
we've
excited.
Talked about it a few times. And we're always like, oh, I wonder what it tastes like. I think at least I was. I think you've had it before. And I am drinking Two Hearted Ale.
Oh, yeah.
Two Hearted Ale
Bell's.
From Bell's Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
They're out of Comstock, Michigan, 7% IPA. This beer gets posted nonstop. And people don't shut the fuck up about it. Kind of like what they do with, like, Founders and, like, KBS and CBS and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's won all these awards, like World Beer Awards. And I was like, I got to try it at least, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is the most, like, it's not a bad beer. It is just mediocre.
Yeah, I don't actually think I really like that beer at all.
It is so mediocre. It is insane. And I do not understand why everybody loves it so much because it's not that great.
Yeah, I agree. I think the last time I had it, I didn't like it. I don't even think I finished it.
It's fine. It's a fine IPA. But, like, other than that, I've had twice as good beers from Branch and Blade, Treehouse Trillium. I mean, everywhere. Literally everywhere.
Yeah.
Lagunitas. I enjoy a Lagunitas IPA over this.
Wow, and that's saying something.
Yeah, so I don't get why people are freaking out. I think it's a lot of just...
I don't understand why either. Like, what...
I call it bro hype. It's bro hype. It's just these beer bros, sometimes girls too, obviously, but they can still be bros.
Girls are
bro
bros.
Hype. Yeah. And it's the same thing people would do with KBS and CBS, and then sometimes with, like, Julius. People get out of control with Julius. All that same kind of bullshit. Anyway, it's mediocre. Don't waste your time.
I agree. I mean... Get it and try it if you want to, but
yeah, They come in four packs for like $12.
Yeah, see if you can get it in like a mix pack or something. Just like grab one can.
It tastes like a middle, like lower to middle range IPA.
I think I don't like the like malt, the maltiness of that beer. Is it really? Is it like malty?
Eh, little.
Yeah, maybe.
Not too bad. Yeah. Anyway, I ordered a bunch of beer from the Packy.
Oh, I'm so excited! I want to order some of their beer.
I like UFO. You do not like UFO because it is a wheat beer, right?
Mostly, yes.
They have come out with like different fruit versions.
Yep.
And I got the Georgia Peach.
Ooh.
It is quite good.
See, now I think I would like that because I like the Peachy Keen from Elm City, and that's
You didn't like Peachy Keen.
No, I do. I like Peachy Keen.
Really?
Yeah, but
I always talk about I love Peachy Keen and you're like, eh.
No, I like Peachy Keen, okay. but it's weird because it's a wheat beer, right?
Yeah. They're Hefeweizens.
Yeah. So basically. But so I think I like the peach wheat beers, maybe.
Yeah. Steph had the passion fruit version UFO.
Uh-huh. How was that?
It was okay. It was fine. It wasn't as fruity as I would like. I have the main blueberry version down in the fridge. Very excited about that.
All right.
Yeah.
See, I could get down with that because I like the raspberry UFO. I can drink a glass of that and be fine. Like, that's fine. But I won't drink UFO white at all.
I love UFO white.
That's probably the most disgusting. That and Shock Topper, so gross.
Not even fucking close.
No, they're like, but to me, they taste the same. You know,
because you suck.
No, you suck.
You talk about dead taste buds earlier. You have dead taste buds.
No, fuck you. I just don't like that taste. I just don't like it.
You're a monster. You're a monster. Ugh. Speaking of monsters, Laura.
Speaking of monsters.
Since we had a new patron, the Wreck My Podcast crew over on patreon.com/thebrewinterviews.
Thanks, Jordan.
I asked Jordan, what would he want to talk about? Just kind of being nice. And he said science fiction.
Fucker.
I love pretty... Fucker? Called him a fucker?
Yeah, I'm just kidding, though. It's only because I don't watch movies. I don't really watch a lot of movies.
It's movies, TV shows, books, comics, whatever. Yeah, that's true.
I actually do really like science fiction, so.
So I started trying to think about all like my favorite science fiction things, and then I kind of got into a different part of my brain going, okay, wait, is it science fiction or is it fantasy? Is fantasy a subgenre of science fiction, or are they two separate entities?
I think they're two separate things.
That's what I was thinking, but what classifies a sci-fi versus fantasy? So some of my go-to science fiction things when I think about science fiction are things like Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars, obvious science fiction, okay?
Yes.
But then you get into a gray area where you go, Lord of the Rings? Is it fantasy or science fiction?
I think that's definitely fantasy because there's no science element to it.
But what about Harry Potter?
I also don't think that's science fiction because there's no science element to it.
There's not really science.
There's no technology.
In Star Wars sometimes.
There's no like. Yeah, but there's Wookies technology. Aren't science. Technology is a type of science. You know what I mean?
There's technology in Harry Potter.
Yeah, but
there's
it's not like that's fantasy. That's clearly fantasy.
You're a fantasy. No, that sounded.
Oh, thank
positive.
You, Robbie. Wow.
You're science fiction.
I really appreciate that. I'll take that too.
I think like things like Harry Potter, I think blur the line on science fiction and fantasy.
I don't think that blurs the line
because it's science fiction.
I think that's definitely fantasy.
How
is that science fiction? Again. It's not based around science or technology.
So okay, so then let's go into the Alien franchise. Okay.
Okay.
The Alien franchise, it's about an alien.
Yeah, but aliens come that's here not with like. The technology, like it's technology,
no,
it's bringing like different kinds. I don't know. I've never seen the Alien movies. You know what I mean? I'm just making this shit up.
But see, that's where I'm trying to get. I'm like, well, what classifies one thing as the other?
I think because it's like extraterrestrial, like that's what makes it sci-fi.
But isn't that kind of also a fantasy? A fantasy element, right?
Yeah, this is where I don't know. I feel like aliens are like outer space. Type phenomena all kind of fall under science fiction.
I think certain aliens do. Have you seen Attack from Mars?
No.
It's obvious type, but it's like intelligent aliens. You know, they talk and
yeah,
they sort of
see
talk.
That would that rah, science rah, fiction.
That science fiction, but alien, they're not.
Did they come here in
a
spacecraft?
Like sentient beings. No, they're like stowaways and like the chest bursters, you've seen it and all that stuff, and they
yeah, but
humans.
Don't more, like things come down. Movie. Don't like the things with the dreadlocks.
The things come down. The dreadlocks. That's Predator.
Yeah. See, that's science
Predator,
fiction.
Predator. I would say science fiction because he is smart alien, technology based, like flew into wherever.
Yeah.
Alien. The
Tell me what alien? How would it? Tell me the plot line of this movie.
Xenomorphs are well in the first Alien movie. There's only one alien. It's a xenomorph. And it's basically like a stowaway on a ship. And it's like, it's a horror movie, basically. Uh-huh. But is it science fiction?
Is it classified as science fiction?
I don't. I think it technically is, but I don't think of it
I as think it is because it's like aspect. An alien.
Yeah, that's because you've never seen movies.
No, I'm just saying that like, like well, anything it's like extraterrestrial to me like just falls under science fiction.
Alien is a horror movie. I would go and say that. The first Alien movie is a horror movie.
So it's sci-fi and horror. It can be multiple, can't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to just sci horror.
Horror.
Sci-fi horror.
Fi horror?
Sci-fi horror. Yeah.
What about you, Lauren? Some of your favorites?
So I think that I actually really like the sort of like technology side of sci-fi movies. So like AI.
The science part.
Yeah.
AI.
Yeah. AI is probably one of my favorite movies. I love that
you
movie.
You suck as a human.
Why? Why do I suck? It's a good movie.
Oh.
Jude Law's in that, right?
I bet you like Bicentennial Man, too.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
You never seen Bicentennial? It's Robin Williams as a robot.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Not like Robin Williams as a robot, but like.
He no, yeah.
That'd be funny though.
I knew what you when you said that I can picture him in that role. Like I know what it is.
Basically just the robot that does a lot of cocaine. That's all that is.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. You want that robot?
That would be a fun robot to party with.
That'd be the scariest fucking robot.
That'd
on
be
the
coolest fucking robot to go out and like party in Boston with. You would never have to worry about getting like mugged and shit.
You would be the first to die.
Me? No, yeah. He would be my friend.
No, because when you're on coke, nobody's your friend anymore. Especially
that,
robots.
Is that how it works? How do robots do coke?
I don't know, Lauren. All I don't right. make robots. Wow. What is this, MIT?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just a question.
So you like AI, apparently.
Yeah, I like AI. I don't know. I like sci-fi.
So in depth. Please tell us more.
iRobot. That's a good one. Star Trek. See,
iRobot.
Yeah. I like robot things. Like I like that kind of like
you're
artificial intelligent
things.
Type movies. What's the other one? The Fifth Element or something? I don't remember. What the
so
one the
Fifth
Mule
Element. Like. Yeah, Fifth Element is like a it's not a cult classic, but it's a pretty popular movie.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking hate the Fifth Element.
Really?
I like Mila Jovovich.
Yeah, I like it because she's in it. Like,
what's her fucking character's name?
I don't know.
Lilu. Lilu? Yeah, Lilu? I don't fucking know.
Sure.
La La, Popo, Tinky Winky. It's just a weird fucking movie. It does not sit well with me. I don't know.
Interesting.
I think I'm in the minority on it, but.
I mean, potato, tomato.
Potato, tomato. Speaking of other properties I hate, Star Trek can go fuck itself.
Yeah, I never really watched Star Trek. I just kind of think it was boring. I never
The movies are, the newer movies, they're okay. They're fine.
I haven't seen them.
But the original shows, like the first and second generation or whatever, unwatchable. Unwatchable, boring garbage. I do not know how nerds did that.
See, that's the thing. Like, I feel like, I didn't know if it was just every time I went to go, like, I wanted to try watching it. It was just so boring.
It's so boring.
So it's all boring. It's not just it's like boring. The one or two parts that I like tried watching.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
The TV shows and then the movies based on the TV shows are boring.
Okay. So boring. I'm not really missing out on anything.
Yeah. You were either a Star Wars kid or a Star Trek kid. Okay.
Oh, I would definitely be Star Wars. Star Wars is way better.
We both got beat up, but the Star Trek kids got it. Way worse.
Way worse.
Okay. Do you think Jordan's a Trekkie? I feel like Jordan would be a Trekkie.
I think Jordan's a Star Wars.
He is a Star Wars fan, but I also think he might be a Trekkie.
No, I don't think he is.
I called him a weeb on one of his live streams. And some of them didn't know what a weeb was.
Weeb, I don't know what a weeb, I don't know what that
so
is.
So weeb or a weeboo are like those creepy weird kids that watch anime too much. You know, we went to high school with some weebs.
I literally was picturing the ones that we went to high school with in my head.
They wear the headbands.
Yeah.
You remember the headbands?
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Names will not be, I don't even remember their names.
I just unpacked my yearbooks today. I could probably go get them.
Oh my God.
They're probably wearing it in the pictures, to be honest.
Oh my God. I'm going to send you some cringy weeb videos.
Oh no, please
don't.
You're
going to love them. You are going to love
them. Oh dear.
Also, another science fiction property that I despise, Doctor Who.
Okay, listen. I also cannot watch this show.
No.
It's not that I've ever even like tried to sit down and watch it from the beginning, but it's just like the bits and pieces of what I know about it and like the inside jokes that people share about it. I just don't want to know it. I just don't want to watch it at this point.
So to start it from the beginning, you'd have to go back to like, I think the 70s is when it started.
Yeah, my sister.
And they have different iterations.
My
of Doctor
sister
Who.
Said that my dad used to watch it, and that was like the only time
you
couldn't disturb him while he was like watching TV. That and sports. She was like, "Don't fucking mess with that while he's
that
watching."
That and what?
Sports.
Oh, sports. I don't know. I was like, "Sporn?" I was like, "A new
sporn?
TV I didn't know about."
Yeah, sci-fi porn.
Sci-fi porn, sporn.
Tentacle porn.
Doctor Who. I just couldn't stand Doctor Who because it looked like it was made by a high school AV team. You know what I mean? Audiovisual team. Like,
yeah.
It looks so, even today, it looks like fucking shit because it's a British produced TV show and they have no idea what they're doing.
I like
the, that's my theory.
I like the concept of the show. Like when people explain it, I'm like, yeah, that sounds like a good show.
And then you
but
watch
it. But then I watch it and I'm like, this does, I can't.
It's like, going back and watching old, like Nick at Night live action TV shows, you know, you're just like, this is really campy and bad and horribly written and produced.
It just looks like it was produced like 10, 12 years ago. Like
I can see it. Oh, it looks like a 90s show.
Or 20 years ago.
Season.
I forget how old we are. I still think I'm 18, so. I'm like 10 years behind.
We can buy cigarettes, dude.
What?
Killer, bro.
Get some scratch offs.
I turned 18 before everybody else, so did I? Yeah.
Yeah, you did. I was the last one to turn 18.
Yeah.
I made you buy 21. I made you buy cigars that we would.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I had to buy booze when I was 21 first, and then.
You betcha.
Like I'd go to the bars when I turned 21 in college, and it was just me and one other person because we were the only two that were 21.
See, that was the best part of being the last person to turn 21 because all of your friends could be there.
True. Very true. Did you ever watch Firefly?
No.
Jordan loves Firefly.
That's what I heard. I listened to their podcast today when I was unpacking.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do it when I'm pooping. It just seems right.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Yeah. That's fine.
All right.
But yeah, Firefly is pretty bad too. I like the main actor. I can't remember his fucking name. But that's another like cult classic show, so to speak. Among sci-fi nerds.
Didn't it not have a lot of seasons?
No, I think it only had like maybe two seasons.
Then it wasn't that good of a show.
Yeah, they made a movie with it, but I've never seen it. I can like think of the cover, like the cover art. It's a girl with a sword and she's like crouched.
Interesting.
It used to be on like Netflix back in the day and all that shit, so.
What was it about?
Remember it. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know. It was like a knockoff of Star Wars or something like that.
Interesting. What's your like favorite kind of sci-fi?
Aliens.
Aliens?
I loved anything aliens. Yeah.
See, so you do categorize aliens as sci-fi.
No. The movie Alien, no.
No, but like aliens in general.
Aliens in general, yes. But the alien in Alien, if that makes any sense, I classify as horror to me. The
it's
later
probably
ones,
just horror sci-fi.
Yeah.
Because, like, Transformers is also considered sci-fi.
Yeah. That's also technology-based in aliens.
Yeah. See?
Yes. All right. But the first Alien is less. You know what I'm trying to say?
Just continue. You like alien shit.
Yeah, I like... Did you ever play the game Destroy All Humans?
I feel like I did. Yeah, I think so.
That was one of the most fun games. I re-downloaded it on my Xbox One. And it is still so much fun. It's so quirky and like witty, like the comedy in it. It's so fucking
I think
good.
I was watching a YouTube video actually pretty recently about like the best video games of like all time or something like that. And that one was like on the list. Yeah.
I fucking love it.
Or like best video games of like the 90s or like best something. 2000s. Yeah, whatever. Whatever it was. Or like 2000s. Early 2000s or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I probably was watching 80s, 90s. It probably was like a sequential video. Yeah.
So I was thinking of like shows, like sci-fi shows. And I think my favorite sci-fi show of all time, actually maybe one of my favorite sci-fi properties of all time, is Stranger Things.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that's actually a really good sci-fi show.
It's one of the best, if not the best, sci-fi show ever made. It has everything I love.
And it's watchable.
80s retro, it's watchable, it's got a good storyline, it's got great acting.
Oh, it's awesome.
Minus Finn Wolfhard.
Yeah,
I fucking
hate
that kid. He's the fucking worst.
Millie, though. She's
Millie
amazing.
Bobby Brown.
That and I, just so everyone knows, I wanted to name my daughter Millie way before she became famous.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. My grandmother's name is Mildred. Everyone called her Millie. I wanted to name my daughter Millie.
No, there was a different name you said you were going to name your kid.
Oh, Harper also.
Harp, that's fucking horrible. But there was another one.
No, that was it.
It wasn't Millie.
Yeah, it was.
That's not what you told me.
Oh, I like a couple like unisex names too.
But... yeah, they're fucking
atrocious. But Millie was like right at the top of the list.
Millie Bobby Brown is amazing. I think she's like the next Emma Watson in a way.
Oh, she's awesome.
She is very awesome.
Yeah.
Who's the dude that plays the sheriff? I can't remember the fucking
Hopper.
I can't remember his real name. Hopper, he's awesome.
Yeah. I got because we're in quarantine, I got Danny the Lego set of the
And I'm pissed.
The Stranger Things. It's really cool. It's like like trees and like the house with like the Christmas lights and shit, but then it's like the reverse on the bottom. It's super sweet.
Yeah. I kind of want that.
Yeah, well, you can get it on Amazon.
I don't want to spend any money on Legos because Legos are fucking expensive.
Yep, they were fucking expensive.
Oh my God. Were you a fan of the Terminator movies or did you even watch the Terminator movies?
So listen, I have not seen the Terminator movies.
But none of them?
Not a single one, but I really want to watch them. So I'm going to see if they're on Netflix or like Hulu or something. Amazon. If they're on Amazon, I might buy them if they're on Amazon.
Terminator 1 and 2 are some of the best movies ever made.
But see, that's I think that I would really like them. I really like the Universal Terminator.
The what?
Universal has like a Terminator movie ride like experience.
Oh, you fucking weirdo.
It was awesome. I love it. And I love the Terminator like arcade game.
Arcade game?
Yeah, that's like one
with
of
the
my
gun?
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. And I saw a trailer for the new Terminator movie coming out. No, it looks really good.
It's already out.
Well, I saw it before it came out, Robbie. Okay.
Lord, it's horrible. Terminator stopped being good after 3. That's it.
I'm still going to watch all of them.
I know, because you're horrible.
Well, I need to make a decision about this for myself. It's like reading a Yelp review with you. I can't.
A
Yelp review. It's like eating. Oh, my God.
Drink a little more, Lord.
Oh, don't tell me how to live my life, Robbie. It's like a Yelp review. I have to do it for myself. I can't take your word for it.
You should, because I've never steered you wrong.
Well,
In terms of movies.
I would absolutely disagree with that statement.
Whoa.
Don't you even whoa me.
The movies
that you've made, literally anyone basically that we've done a review for this podcast.
I've never seen half of them. We watched them at the same time.
Yeah, and you still steered me wrong.
That's not nothing. No, that does not count.
I'm sure that there's a few movies that you've made me watch that I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Horse shit. Have you ever seen Van Helsing?
No.
You never seen Van Helsing?
Isn't that a band?
No. What? That's Van Halen.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord. I'm not even going to linger on that one because I'll let... hopefully somebody destroys you.
No one's gonna comment. They never do.
So we all know like what the great sci-fi movies are. Well, at least I do. Lauren has no
Star Wars, Terminator, Transformers.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the things I just said? Transformers is like some of them are good.
I don't know. I've only seen the one with Shia LaBeouf.
That's the first couple.
Don't just what the one.
What about some unknown sci-fi gold?
The X-Files.
That's not unknown. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Shut your whore mouth and let me talk.
Jeez. You just asked me a question. I was answering it.
It was... I did not expect you to answer. Actually, all right. I should have known you were going to answer.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have a few movies here. Two movies, to be exact, of some sci-fi gold that people probably don't know about.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And I don't even know if it'd be... I found these under sci-fi, but I don't know.
Killer Clown from Outer Space.
No, that's horror.
That's definitely horror, sci-fi.
It's definitely sci-horror. Okay? The first movie I'm going to suggest, which is gold, is called Velocipastor.
Is that about a dinosaur, like Jesus-loving dinosaur?
Basically.
Really?
It is about a guy who gets scratched by a velociraptor, and unlike a werewolf during certain times, he transforms into a velociraptor at night. And during the daytime, he is a pastor.
No.
It is. Okay, no. It is. Okay.
No. No,
I got Steph
no,
to watch this.
No,
I got Steph to
no,
watch this.
No, no.
Lauren, you have to watch this.
No, no.
It is one of those movies where they make it bad on purpose, which makes it funny.
So it's like Zombie Strippers.
Zombie Strippers tried to take itself a little bit like a real movie. This is way more obvious that it's supposed to be bad.
All right.
Okay. So I'm going to read some, not reviews, but just kind of titles of people's reviews for Velocipastor.
Oh, I'm so excited.
This first one says, 10 stars, absolute garbage, a must watch. The second one, life-changing, pure ridiculous cheese.
Cheese?
Cheese, like cheesy.
Oh, gotcha.
Horrible. Watch it now.
Watch it now.
Best movie I've ever watched in my life. This has I'm pretty sure this has a positive rating on most sites.
Interesting.
Pure trash. Just watch it.
Pure trash. You'll love it.
And my favorite title for the review, I want to give it both 0 and 10 stars at the same time.
All right. So I should watch this movie.
You should watch. It's funny enough. It's so bad, but it's funny enough to try and get through.
All right, perfect.
You'll get a kick out of it. I know you will. I know you.
So drink a bottle of wine while we watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, 100%. There's no way you can't drink during
that. And by we, I mean me and all my personalities, because it's quarantine and there's nobody else coming over.
You have a dog and a cat?
Oh, yeah. Miner will watch it with me.
Yeah, he probably won't.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Another hidden gem. A hidden gem that I haven't actually watched yet. Ooh. And that actually you sent me a Snapchat of.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I already had this written down on the list because I had been talking about it for a little bit now.
Really?
And yes, it's on Amazon Prime. It is called The Man Who Killed Hitler and Then Bigfoot.
And then The Bigfoot.
Then The Bigfoot. Does it make a difference? It's Bigfoot.
Yeah, you're right. It's also on Hulu for free. So.
Is it Hulu?
Yep.
I just canceled my Hulu subscription.
Oh, I have a password. You can use it.
Oh, appreciate it. Well, I got Steph, so I don't really need it. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
This has a 5.6 out of 10 stars on IMDb. It stars the famous mustachioed cowboy, Mr. Sam Elliott.
I love him.
Which is awesome. Yeah, he's amazing.
He's in Parks and Rec as the other.
He is in Parks, the other Ron.
The other Ron.
The other Ron.
Who's fucking awesome. And so Ron hates him.
All the reviews that I read were... For the most part, they were positive. They were like, the story is fucking weird, but the acting, the production, and the cinematography is actually pretty good.
The only reason that I am even considering watching this movie, aside from the title, is because of that actor.
Yeah, Sam Elliott. Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I saw him on the front, and I was like, I would watch it just because he's in it with that title.
Oh. That mustache and that butter smooth voice. Oh my god,
that fucking mustache and that voice.
He does the, if you're not familiar with him, he also does the voiceovers.
I got goosebumps. I have goosebumps right now.
He does the voiceovers for the Dodge Ram commercials.
Oh, he does?
He at least used to. I don't know if he still does. I haven't had cable in a while, so I don't really pay attention. But
me either. I just got rid of it.
Buy yourself a Dodge Ram. Things like that.
Oh.
That was him. Yeah.
Awesome.
So we have some short reviews from that movie. I only have two. They're bad ones, unfortunately. This one says, is it a joke?
Is it a joke?
That's it. That's all he wrote.
They probably didn't even watch it. They probably just commented on 100%. It, rating it, being like that.
And the other one is, Did a sixth grader write this? The mustache was the only part of the movie worth watching.
He does have a magnificent mustache. Magnificent. You, also have a magnificent mustache going on
It's in its baby form right now.
It only took you about a day and a half to grow a whole mustache. So.
If it was a Pokemon, it'd still be a Squirtle. It's still here.
Yeah, but it's getting really close to evolving to a War Turtle.
Oh, yeah, it is. Nobody got that reference, because...
All of our friends are nerds. What are you talking about?
No. Just the Wreck My Podcast crew is going to be like, Pokemon.
Pokemon. Yeah, you're right.
The rest are going to be like, fucking, why do I still listen to this show?
They're going to be like, who? What? Unsubscribe. Actually, if you could subscribe more and then tell all of your friends to subscribe more, that would be great. Also, write us some reviews. That'd be awesome. Appreciate it.
Like, you can unsubscribe and then subscribe again. That way it looks like we got a new one, but it really wasn't. I still like that.
Yeah, we like... It's like getting a letter in the mail from a friend.
And then somebody steals the letter and then sends it back to us? What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
This is the worst analogy ever.
I thought I was going somewhere with it.
No,
but
you clearly weren't.
I definitely wasn't.
So I heard you have some sci-fi questions for me, Lauren.
I do, Robbie. These are kind of like hypothetical questions. All right.
Gotcha.
So of these three movies, which one do you think would be like the most likely to actually happen in real life? A, The Terminator. B, The Matrix. And C, E.T. So all of out of those three, ooh, like which one of those do you think would actually be?
We didn't even talk about E.T., but E.T. I think it'd be E.T.
E.T. over The Matrix?
Yeah, yeah. Fuck The Matrix, by the way. When I was a kid, that movie was amazing. But then as I got older and rewatched it, and I'm like, these are garbage.
I've never seen them, so.
Don't waste your time. As an adult, you'd be like, whoa.
Well, I want to see. I feel like these are movies that I have to see. Like, there are movies that, like, The Matrix, Terminator. Obviously, I've seen E.T. I'm not a fucking monster. But
yeah, you are.
Well, for the most part.
A monster would have not watched Terminator.
Okay.
And you're a monster because you didn't watch Terminator.
But that's what I mean. Like, there are movies like that that you, like, you just have to watch.
Yes, there are quintessential movies that every human being should watch.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen them, so I should see them. I'm going to watch them.
Oh, your parents would be disappointed in you.
Well.
So I think E.T. Definitely E.T. I can see, if anything, an alien coming down from space.
And Drew Barrymore having to help it get back to back home.
No. No Drew Barrymore anymore. No
fuck her.
There will definitely be a young boy involved. Okay. Not in the way you're thinking right now, but a young boy will befriend an alien. It was a pedophile thing.
Okay.
Reese's Pieces definitely involved.
Always. I don't know why they wouldn't be.
Did I ask you if you've ever seen Mac and Me?
I don't know if you have, but I haven't.
Mac and Me is the McDonald's version of E.T. They created an entire alien called Mac. And it's like a giant over hour long commercial for McDonald's.
What?
You've never heard of Mac and Me? Oh my God.
I've literally never heard of anything that you're saying right now.
It probably is on Amazon Prime. But if you get the chance, watch Mac and Me because it is fucking horrible 80s goodness.
All right. That and that other movie that we were talking about. Okay. What?
Terminator?
No, the Bigfoot. Watch those garbage things.
Hey, we don't know if that one's garbage yet.
All right. So if you existed in the Star Wars universe.
Yes.
And you were a Jedi. Would you have stayed with the Jedis or would you have joined the dark side?
Depends who has better food. Ooh. Okay. So one of the things.
I'd be the better chef.
I'd be dark side because Jedis are not allowed to have sex.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, well, fuck that. I'm on the
Or I'd be like in the middle.
The gray, you know, side?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I want to do good things, but I also want to fuck prostitutes. And it's like, what do I do? You know?
Morally, I'm good, but I also have needs. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Was that it? It was only two?
No, I have more.
Oh, well, let's go.
All right. God, don't rush me, Robbie. Okay. If it was somehow proven that there were like a living... that we were all living in the Matrix. What do you think would happen to the world? Like, what do you think would happen?
Everybody would just start killing each other.
Do you think so?
Yeah. I'm going right to your place. Going right to your new place.
Why?
Oh, I'm going to paint your brains on the wall. I don't.
Robbie, you love me so Bam! Much. You literally love me so much. You don't know what you would do without me. You'd be so sad if I was gone.
I'd steal your dog.
Okay. Okay, well, that I can see
happening. Come to live with me.
No, you can't have
mine. Is my buddy. And I'm going to release your cat out into the wild.
He okay. does want to be out in the wild. I have to be very careful Good. Because one of the windows in my apartment doesn't have a screen. And he likes to jump up and sit by the open windows. So I have to make sure I don't open that window because I'm scared he's going to jump up and just like overshoot the window.
Good. He's a monster.
No, stop. My cat's the best. He's just really loving.
He loves.
He's What's so that song? Loving. Love hurts. Yeah, especially with him because he really likes kneading and he has very sharp claws.
Oh, what a bitch.
All right, so everyone would kill each other. If you were a Transformer, Robbie, what vehicle would you transform into?
Oh, what? But also, would I be an Autobot or a Decepticon? That's a good question, too.
I don't know.
Those what are the that good means. Guys and the bad guys. Autobots are the good guys, Decepticons are the bad guys. I knew that,
actually.
Okay. Did you know that?
Now that you said it, I knew it.
Now that I explained everything to
no,
you.
No, no, no. Totally After you said that. It, I was like, oh, yeah, I did know that.
What's the worst vehicle you could get transformed into? Like a riding lawnmower?
A Segway.
A Segway?
Or That'd a Prius.
Yeah. I don't know. If I could get if something I wanted to get transformed into, it would be a helicopter.
I would have picked some sort of flying machine also. Yeah. Hot, a fucking hot air balloon.
A hot air balloon.
That's exactly what I would transform into. Not that I want to be that, but that's what I would yeah. transform
well,
into.
Well, no, you are a
fucking balloon animal.
You're a blimp. That's not a fat joke. I'm just saying.
No, I know.
Lame. That's as lame as you would be.
The lamest thing.
But what would your Autobot name be as a blimp?
Oh no, I don't know. Yeah.
Blimpatron. Autobots roll out and it's just like and it takes you like 2 years to get to wherever the fucking battle is. Hold on, I'll be right there. You know, and you pull the cord on a hot air balloon. Optimus Prime's like, get down here, and you gotta drop those sandbags, right? Or no, wait, the sandbags make you go higher, right? I don't know how hot air balloons work. You'd be a hit with all the kids. And when you're not fighting crime, you can pick up lame couples. And they can propose inside you.
You That's know what I'm saying? My dream.
What?
That would be the best thing ever for couples to propose inside.
I think we found our ending clip. Good question, Lord. Hey, for all your cool cats and kittens out there, if you had to be an Autobot, what would you transform into? Not a fucking hot air balloon, that's for certain.
Oh my god, I'm dying.
Any more questions? There, Trebek?
No, that was the last one.
That's a good thing. So before we go, we're going to rate our beers real quick.
Robbie, you have Lauren, to go first.
Oh, I have to go first? All right. I drank Two Hearted Ale from Bell's Brewing. It's an American IPA at 7% ABV. Very overrated. It's probably one of the most overrated beers I've ever seen, like social media wise.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
2.75 to a 3. I think it's 2.8. It's
no, you can't go 2.8. It has to be 2.75.
Yeah, I thought we said they're not doing that anymore.
Oh, I don't care. Fine, 2.8.
2.8.
Only because I don't think it even deserves a 2.8.
Honestly, it's pretty mediocre. I'm kind of ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I shame all the people who rated this so fucking high.
Yeah, seriously.
Actually, I
don't even know how it got that much like traction, to be honest.
On Beer Advocate, it has a 95.
Why? Why?
I don't know. I don't know. It's insane. People Jesus. Are dumb. They get caught up in hype.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, now that I've pulled myself together, I was drinking Silent Screams, a sour IPA from Branch and Blade Brewing Company in Keene, New Hampshire. It was a 7% ABV, and it was delicious and sour and briny and yummy. And I'm going to rate it a 4.
I feel like we've had this one on the show. We really didn't.
I don't think so.
It sounds so. Some of their names do sound familiar, actually. They kind of share the same characteristics.
They do share similar characteristics in their names. I have two of these in my refrigerator, and I got one 4-pack of these and gave you and Steph 2. So yeah. I have not had one of these on the show.
Okay. Okay. That's good then.
Yeah. Maybe you did. I don't know.
Not a clue. Well, that just about wraps it up for this episode. We told you our favorite sci-fi properties and some of our least favorite, and now we want to hear yours. You can find The Brew Interviews on our Instagram account at The Brew Interviews or on Twitter at Brew Interviews. You can also send us an email at thebrewinterviews@gmail.com or on Facebook under The Brew Interviews. And if you feel so inclined, you can head over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/thebrewinterviews and become part of The Brew Interviews family, just like these few people: Hillary, Mitch, Steph, Karen, Danny, Jess, and now the Wreck My Podcast crew. Thank you very much for supporting the show. Also, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps out the show. Also, be sure to check out our friend Cam from Wreck My Podcast. He has a new Instagram page.
Yes.
I already forgot the name of it because I forgot to write it down. Shit.
Yep, I don't know what either.
It's like Cam's Doodles something.
I asked him to doodle me something. I'm so excited.
I did too.
Yay!
Basically, what he does is that you send him $2 and he will send you, or he will draw a picture of a Disney or cartoon character from memory, and it's supposed to be bad. It's like good bad.
Yeah,
and he will mail it out to you. So it's really funny. I asked him to draw Shocklock and Beryl from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, I told him to surprise me.
Oh, really? Oh, that's gonna be horrific.
Anyway. I know. I'm very excited. And he was actually a guest on one of our shows. So
he was.
Go find that episode. I don't remember what it was called.
I think it's called the one where they interview Cam.
Yeah, maybe.
Pretty sure.
Well, that's pretty close. He was awesome. He was an awesome guest. Jordan was also a guest on one of our shows. They're awesome. They're good. Also, if you want to pick the topic for one of our episodes, like Jordan did for this episode, head on over to our Patreon and donate like a buck. Just give us something.
A buck. We're desperate for the interviews. I'm Robbie.
And I'm Lauren.
Good night.
Good night.
This has been The Brew Interviews, a podcast about craft beers coast to coast with Lauren and Robbie.
Like, I want to do good things, but I also want to fuck prostitutes. And it's like, what do I do, you know?